Michelle Madison has named her enterprise Farming the Future.
One of the major projects that Farming the Future is involved in is the STEM program that we installed at the Leon County Juvenile Detention Center.
In case you've never visited that center, it's located off of West Orange Avenue. It typically houses around 25 young people who have had minor run-ins with the law. And this is now Madison's proving ground for an advanced closed-loop food production experiment based on aquaponics.
An aquaponic system is a sustainable urban farming method. It's where you raise fish and then you use the fish water that's rich with ammonia and you pump it into these media beds that allow beneficial nitrifying bacteria to colonize in them and convert that ammonia into nitrogen for the plants.
And here's how the system keeps itself going.
The plants absorb all of that wonderful nitrogen and then return fresh, clean water back to the fish. So it's a recirculating, sustainable ecosystem that not only you can grow produce, but you grow protein as well. You get fish.
Madison says the young people at the Juvenile Detention Center aren't passive observers when it comes to this process.
They run water quality tests and they put lab coats on and go out there and measure the pH and you know, ammonia levels and nitrite and nitrate. You know, they learn the name of the beneficial nitrifying bacteria. They get to learn about system design and they love it.
The young people are having so much fun with the project, Madison says, that they're not even aware how much serious learning is taking place.
And we use those as tools to teach STEM education, agricultural education, and career education to the youth. And it's been such a success that we're in the process of expanding to two other facilities. We have a program at Appalachian Elementary School where we have aquaponic system and a terrestrial garden, and then as well at Gazvini Success Academy.
Madison says the initial system at the Juvenile Detention Center has been so successful that it will soon be replaced with a much larger and more productive system.
A 28-foot wide by 35-foot long greenhouse with a much larger aquaponic system inside, with a larger terrestrial farm outside, to be able to grow hundreds of pounds of produce. And all of the produce that we grow will go into the cafeteria, which we've been doing this last year. It will go home with the parents and the juveniles once they leave and during visitation. And the rest of it is getting donated to homeless shelters, battered women's shelters, a second harvest.
We'll give you an update on that once it's up and running. But in the meantime, Michelle Madison has plans to go to a couple of national conferences that are coming up. One is for women in STEM education, and the other involves drones. She has some free conference passes she's looking to give away, and we'll talk to her about that next week. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.